I have two brand spanking new hymnals, and we're going to review one of them on this here episode because
we are iSnark. Bump, 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 bump,
bump, bump. iSnark, you snark, we all snark for the iSnark.
I snark, therefore I am.
To snark or not to snark? That is the question.
Oh, to hell with it. Snark!
Snarks rule. Litter guys drool.
Long live the snark. I am snark. Hear me roar.
Snark this.
Oh, come on now, son. You can't snark an old snark now.
Oh, snark, snark, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is.
Oh, snark off, will ya?
Lift high the snark,
lift high
the roaring snark, proclaim.
What the snark?
Ryan Michael Page is I Snark.
This portion of I Snark is brought to you by Christmas. It's still going on. And now, don't take your tree down because here's Ryan Michael Page.
All right, thank you to our old friend Father Judd McFry for giving us our lovely intro. Hello and welcome to our 184th installment of I Snark. Ego sum brianus mic alex pagina. I Snark amicis Ficinis vestris. First of all, a happy and blessed new year, my little snarkomaniacs. I know this much, I've been especially blessed these past two holidays, Christmas and New Year's Day. I mean, if 2012 keeps up the way 2011 ended, it'll be like being in heaven. I offer my thanks to God, and I will leave it at that. So, how did all you guys celebrate the new year? Well, let's start with our old friend Basso Profundo, the singing fish.
Well, during Mass, I sang everything an octave lower than the guys next to me. And then after Mass, I went home, relaxed, and listened to a new tape that's helping me extend my vocal range.
Oh, really? And how's that coming out?
Oh, good. My voice is getting much lower.
Dang, Basso. Pretty soon you'll be beer-burping Gregorian chant.
That's my goal.
Wow. Okay. Now on to the bitmap.
Well, me and my horse, Snarky, rode the dusty trail all the way up to the Yukon.
Did you take enough supplies with you?
Well, I did, but I feared Snarky didn't. Had to make a stop halfway to this watering hole called the Mirage to get him all watered up again. He did okay the rest of the way, though.
So, what went up at the Yukon?
Gold digging, varmint. Gold digging.
Did you get any?
Just enough to pay my fine for bringing Snarky onto the interstate.
You know horses are prohibited on the interstate, right?
I know, but I ran out of dusty trail.
Huh, whatever. Okay. Let's hear from our old friend, Father Judd McFry.
I've been having this really great time with the new translation of the Mass.
Well, that's great, Father, and how is your congregation doing with it?
Well, most of them are doing quite well with it. The only holdouts we have in my parish all have blue hair.
Yeah, well, that's a sign of stubbornness, Father. Okay, how about the Liturgy 911 guys, Papa Joe Rotzi and Frank A. Rhines?
Not much to report. All's been well on the liturgical front for now. I hear you have a new hymnal to review.
Yes, I do. I actually have two, but the second one will have to wait till next week. We're going to review the primarily very good hymnal today.
Well, that's a good idea, Brian. Which one are you reviewing?
The latest edition of the St. Michael hymnal. You'll hear what I have to say about it later on in the show. So what did you guys do for the new year?
Sat back and relaxed.
Pretty much the same here.
Okay. Now I've saved the best for last. Seamus O'Reilly, what did you do for the new year?
Well, let me put it to you this way.
We three schleps of Ireland are emptying out the entire bar.
I should have known.
Yep. O'Malley McShake invited me to this pub somewhere in Cumberland. I don't remember the name, but I remember being escorted up by O'Malley McShay and a couple of bouncers four times your size, and then driven to some detox unit over at the hospital.
Must be Memorial Hospital. They're notorious for their detox unit.
Yeah, that's the one. But I escaped.
How'd you manage that?
Look at me, Brian. I'm a third your size. I can escape more places than Houdini.
Which is why you're still full of bubbles.
Gotta love the bubbles.
Well, now here's a little story about how I spent my New Year. Okay, well, New Year's Eve. I had a wedding at 2, which didn't start till 2:30 because of some nasty accident on I-95. Thankfully, I missed it. Then there was Mass at 5. Family was over by the time I got home. Picked out on some stuffed shells and meat pie. Landry's makes this killer meat pie. All right, and then stuffed shells I made earlier with my son Brian. In the meantime, my wife and my daughter Brittany were making stuffed mushrooms. Those went over quite quickly as well. I boycotted New Year's Rockin' Eve. I just flatly refused to watch that show. I mean, every year it seems like guests get worse and worse. I love all the work that Dick Clark did with that show over the years, but since Ryan Seacrest took it over, the music has been a downer. I mean, it was last year or the year before I heard some dame bellow out some song called Party Like a Bitch. Well, come on. Party Like a Bitch. This year, when I read that two of the musical acts were Justin Bieber and Lady Gaga, I decided not to watch it. My wife put the country and western version of the Times Square scenario instead. I'm not a big country fan, but it's a hell of a lot better than the crap that's considered pop these days. I do have an appreciation for Toby Keith. I mean, I like a lot of his songs. I think they're quite hilarious. They were playing some song about a red solo cup the other night. Interesting lyrics. You know, but that's what I like about Toby's tunes. You know? And I'm guessing, yeah, floral-printed Dixie cups are out, red solo cups are in. You can fit more beer in a red solo cup, I guess.
Never mind the damn cup. Drink it right out of the bottle.
Yeah.
Better still, just stick your mouth right under the keg and guzzle away.
I'm good, thank you. Oh, by the way, beer for my horses, which Toby did with Willie Nelson, that's another favorite of mine. Anywho, that's the show that Ann and I watched the ball fall on. Crashed soon after as I still had 3 masses on New Year's morning, 7:30, 9 o'clock, and 11:15. I relaxed after that. So today we're going to discuss the St. Michael Hymnal 4th edition. But first, let's say hi to an old friend.
He can swim down low. He can sing down low. He's Basso Profundo, the singing fish.
Why, hello there, Basso. Long time no see.
I know. Been busy practicing.
New music?
Well, that too, but I got this new tape that's been helping me extend my range. Lower.
Now, let me ask you something. Do you hold the record for the lowest note hit?
Not yet, but working on it.
Who holds the record now?
Well, this guy known as Michigan J. Frog. You might remember him as the frog who sang Hello My Baby in the Michigan Rag, you know, on a Warner Brothers cartoon. But when he went to sing in public, he just, like, belched out this one low note, held it for a few seconds, got booed by the audience. Nonetheless, the note still went into the record books.
So, did it say what that note was?
Low C, below the fifth ledger line below the bass staff.
Wow, now that is a record. I sing low, but I don't know if I can get that low yet. So, tell me, Basso, what are you going to sing?
Puenatus in Bethlehem, Mode 1. It's in that St. Michael hymnal that you're going to be reviewing. It's number 727.
Ah, cool. Hey, go ahead, Basso. Fire away.
Puenatus in Bethlehem, Alleluia. Unde gaudet Jerusalem, Alleluia, Alleluia. In cordis ubilo, Christum natum adoremus, cum novo cantico. Hic jacet in praecipio, Alleluia, qui regnat sine termino, Alleluia, Alleluia. In cordis jubilo, Christum natum adoremus, cum novo cantico. In hoc natali gaudio, alleluia. Benedicamus Domino, alleluia, alleluia. In cordis jubilo, Christum latum adoremus, cum novo cantico. Laudetur Sancta Trinitas, alleluia. Deo dicamus gratias, alleluia, alleluia. In cordis jubilo, Christum natum adoremus, cum novo cantico.
We'll be back.
Coming up, first hymnal review of 2012, as told by Rhode Island's resident Snark. Stay tuned.
Krakowska kielbasa, the best deli meat. Delicious, nutritious, it just can't be beat. Grill it, boil it, you will enjoy it. Try some, buy some, have it today. Some like it with mustard, some just like it plain. But all the best shoppers ask for it by name. Grill it, boil it, you will enjoy it. Try some, buy some, have it today. Each day before dinner, our hunger renewed. We hear Christus Vincit promote this great food. Grill it, boil it, you will enjoy it. Try some, buy some, have it today.
Don't do this at church.
We schleps of Ireland are emptying out the entire bar.
Time for another session of
In What We Have Done and In What We're Going to Do.
Okay, let's start with
What We Have Done.
For this past weekend, the New Year's weekend, that is the Solemnity of Mary, the Mother of God, traditionally known as the Circumcision of our Lord Jesus Christ. I didn't record anything this time around for the simple reason that the last episode, I think I put up so much music that the lull would feel good for you. So, we'll give you a list of what we did anyways. Entrance in was while shepherds watched their flocks by night. Sung to the tune Winchester Old. What I thought was weird coming from hymnal 1940 is that the second tune was not Sidero, which is also titled as Christmas, but the second tune was actually Carol. The tune most commonly associated with It Came Upon a Midnight Clear. Our carol is a fine tune, but let's save it for the midnight clear. Psalm of the day was Psalm 67 with the antiphon May God Bless Us in His Mercy, using the setting by Owen Allstott from his OCP book Respond and Acclaim, often referred to around here these days as Respond and Complain. The Alleluia was my own adaptation of the Mode 5 chant tune Divinum Mysterium, which you may find familiar if you've heard and appreciate the hymn of the Father's Love Begotten. Offertory hymn was the first Noel, self-explanatory. The Sanctus and Agnus Dei were from Pietro Jan's Mass of the Shepherds for all Masses except the 7:30. The 7:30 Mass setting was John Vermeule's Mass for Christian Unity. The Memorial Acclamation was We Proclaim Your Death, O Lord, from My Own Holy Angels Mass. The Amen was the Dresden Amen. Communion anthem was the Schubert Ave Maria, sung by our soprano Elaine. The meditation hymn was In the Bleak Midwinter, sung to the tune Cranham by Gustav Holst. And finally, the recessional hymn Angels We Have Heard on High, also self-explanatory. And now,
what we're going to do.
Couple of things coming up. First Friday and the following weekend. There's Friday, January 6th, the first Friday. It's also the traditional date of the Epiphany and is celebrated thus if the Mass was to be in the extraordinary form. However, we're doing ordinary form, which is an optional memorial for the blessed André Bessette, who at one time took up residence, believe it or not, in West Warwick, where Sacred Heart is. And he did this around 1910, I believe. Sacred Heart wasn't established until 1929. We're going to be keeping the music seasonal anyways for this particular first Friday. Entrance Hymn, Angels We Have Heard on High. The Psalm is Psalm 147 that's appointed for the day. Praise the Lord Jerusalem. We'll be using the Gelano setting. The Alleluia, same as last weekend. Offertory Hymn, Adeste Fidelis in Latin. Ordinary of the Mass, same as the 7:30 Mass last weekend. Communion, Puer Natus in Bethlehem. Mode 1 chant you heard Basso Profundo croon so eloquently just minutes ago. And finally, the recessional, Hark the Herald Angels Sing, the gem given to us by Felix Mendelssohn. Now we have the weekend of January 8th, the Epiphany of our Lord Jesus Christ. And once again, our brass trio will be joining us. Entrance in will be O Come All Ye Faithful, using the arrangement by David Wilcox. The Gloria will be from Pietro Jan's Mass of the Shepherds for all Masses except for the 7:30, and that Mass will get the Gloria from Mass 8 in Latin. Psalm 72, Lord, every nation on earth will adore you, using my own setting. The Alleluia and the remainder of the Mass Ordinary will be exactly the same as the setup from last weekend. Offertory Hymn, We Three Kings of Orient Are, self-explanatory. Communion Anthem will be the Hallelujah from Handel's Messiah, the final chorus from the Messiah, for all the people that missed it at Christmas. Meditation Hymn, As With Gladness Men of Old, sung to the tune Dix, D-I-X. And finally, the recessional hymn, What Star Is This With Beams So Bright, sung to the tune Puer Nobis.
And now, this message. Shall we gather at the TV? Park our butts and watch the game. While we chug our favorite brewski, König Ludwig Weiss beer by name. König Ludwig is the right beer, a golden high quality brew. Cloudy, cold, and refreshing, König Ludwig, King Louis to you.
Fratres, whether you're watching baseball, football, the fights, or even something boring like tennis or golf, be sure to have a real Bavarian favorite at hand, König Ludwig Weissbier, or King Louis to you.
König Ludwig is the right beer, a golden high quality. Cloudy, cold, and refreshing. König Ludwig, King Louis to you. Hey!
Don't do this at church.
We three snarks of Orient are smoking on a rubber cigar. It was loaded, it exploded.
I have in front of me a copy of the St. Michael Hymnal, now in its fourth edition. I ordered it on the first day it was made available. That day was December 19th. And now it's right here in the iSnark studio. That is our kitchen table. This is a hymnal that, like another well-deserving hymnal, Hymns, Psalms, and Spiritual Canticles, started out as a parish hymnal. Okay? Hymns, Psalms, and Spiritual Canticles was the brainchild of the late, great Dr. Theodore Maurier, who also had his hand in a good chunk of the Pius X hymnal, between arrangements and some original tune compositions of his own. This was and still is the official hymnal of the Church of St. Paul in Cambridge, Massachusetts, which is also home to the Boston Archdiocesan Choir School, which was also founded by Maurier. And that hymnal was actually available for other parishes for a few years. Unfortunately, it fell out of print. I mean, it was a great hymnal. It's too bad. The St. Michael hymnal started out the same way back in the 1990s as a parish hymnal, the official hymnal of St. Boniface Church in Lafayette, Indiana. And the reason this hymnal was drawn up, they were just sick and tired of the ever-changing and dumbing down of the vast treasury of hymn texts, and there just wasn't a hymnal in print that preserved any of the sacred texts. One of our own parishioners at my own parish, Tony Esselin, he's an English professor at the Dominican-run Providence College, right here in Providence, Rhode Island, recently wrote a three-part series on really bad hymn texts. It was published in Crisis Magazine. It's mainly hymn texts that have been altered to change the meaning of a hymn completely. And it's anything from these and thys to you and your, to neutering mankind, neutering the Lord, all that good stuff. It's three different stories, one in each of three different issues. One is called The Scandal of What We Sing. The other one is, the second one is Bad Poetry, Bland Theology. Let's Write a Hymn. And finally, the third one, Songs of the Saved and the Bland. All right. These are excellent writings, by the way. You definitely want to read these and just to see what these bad texts have done to our beliefs. So I'm leaving links to all three of those in the show notes. The first editions of the St. Michael Hymnal were primarily traditional, but also has some of the music that one would find in such hardcover smut, such as Glory and Praise or Gather. However, the powers that be at St. Boniface saw to it that the original texts were preserved whenever possible. Now, what's nice about this fourth edition, and it seems like even some of the previous editions, is with each edition, the number of the content from the aforementioned hardcover smut has decreased greatly. It seems to be weaned out little by little with each edition. So now you might find three or four, maybe five at worst, okay, in terms of stuff that really would be considered garbage. We're talking, and that's out of 440 hymns. And this goes to show you which direction that the editors have been steering. And when I say editors, I mean the music director, Linda Schaefer, a Dominican brother, Michael Dominic O'Connor, and the pastor, Father Timothy Alkier. So let's explore this hymnal. First thing you see is the order of Mass. And just like the previous edition of the Adorabus hymnal, I'm waiting for the current edition of mine to come in. The order of Mass is shown in Latin and English in a parallel format. Latin on the left-hand page, and it's matching English on the right-hand page. The English, of course, is the new translation. That is the Roman Missal, third typical edition. And one of the things I like is the instructions are in red, just like you would normally see in an altar copy of the Roman Missal itself. After all, one of the sayings that's gone viral in the blogosphere over the last few years is, say the black, do the red. In fact, Johnny Proctor, a very devout Catholic whose music often gets airplay on the iStark show, rightly noted to me on Facebook that that saying was actually in the 1962 Roman Missal. That saying is pertinent to priests and congregation alike. If it's in red, you do it. If it's in black, you say it. The hymnal I'll be reviewing next week is also using that practice, and they're doing it for the very first time in its latest edition. I'll hold back on the name of that hymnal just for now. The next section of the hymnal is the settings for the Mass, the musical settings of the Mass. The first few settings are chant settings in Latin, starting with the Jubilate Deo collection that was issued by Pope Paul VI to all parishes back in 1974, all the parishes of the world, in hopes that the Latin language would be preserved at Mass, and these would be like the simpler settings that the congregation can grasp. The rest are complete Gregorian settings. Mass is 8, 9, 10, 11, and 17. The Sanctus and Agnus Dei from Mass 18 is included in the Jubilate Deo set. So you have six, count them, six Masses in Latin. That's really good. And what have I said before? Say it with me. You'll never go wrong with Latin. Very good. Next, you'll find numerous settings in English. I think the final count was about a dozen. 12 quality to high quality Mass settings, starting with the chants from the Roman Missal. Now, there are some settings also from World Library and OCP. However, there is no Massive Creation, which is actually GIA. There's no St. Louis Jesuit Mass, nor any other Masses by St. Louis Jesuits, for that matter. From World Library, we got Missa Simplex by Richard Prue. I'm going to be fixing to teach that Gloria from that Mass for ordinary time. There's also the People's Mass by Jan Vermulst, and a surprisingly nicely written Mass by Stephen Warner called Mass of Charity and Love, based on the hymn tune Christian Love by the late Dom Paul Benoit. What is the hymn tune Christian Love known with? Where Charity and Love Prevail, a World Library staple written by none other than Omer Westendorf. The lone OCP setting in the St. Michael hymnal is the Heritage Mass by Owen Allstott, still OCP's best English Mass to this day. There are also plenty of settings not owned by any major publisher that are included, written by such names as Richard Rice, Brother Michael Dominic O'Connor, and James McGregor, and there are more. But in terms of the Mass settings, there is not one miss at all. Then we have some loose pieces of service music, okay, ordinary and proper alike, starting with the Asperges May and its Easter counterpart, the Vidiaquam. More Latin follows. Get the Kyrie from Mass 12, the Gloria from Mass 15. The Gloria 15 is the Gloria that the Roman Missal chant of the English Gloria is adapted from. Then there's the Lenten Gospel acclamation, Laus Tibi Christe Rex Aeterna Gloriae. That is, praise to you, O Christ, King of Eternal Glory, set in chant notation by Richard Rice. You'll also find Credos 1 and 3, both of them in Latin, plus a chant setting of the memorial acclamation, Mortem Tuam Annuntiamus Domine. It doesn't have a composer name, but has a 2010 copyright belonging to the St. Michael hymnal, as well as another Agnus Dei. Then we got some loose pieces in English. The short acclamation, Springs of Water, Bless the Lord, adapted by Paul Ford from a Mode 1 chant to start with. And then, remember a couple of episodes ago when I mentioned that OCP didn't bother to include Christopher Walker's Belmont Mass, which is a really good Mass setting in the 2012 music issue? Well, folks, one man's junk is another man's treasure. The St. Michael hymnal picked up the Gloria from the Belmont Mass. There's also a whole bunch of Hallelujahs, including Chants Mode 1, 2, 6, and 8. You also have a couple of Alleluias by Ted Marier, Richard Prue, Robert Twynham, James McGregor, and a few others. High-quality Lenten Gospel acclamations as well. A couple of Baptism acclamations from Richard Rice also. And then there's a Eucharistic set. I believe it's the Sanctus Memorial in Amen by Luke Mayernick, the Mass of St. Gregory the Great. A few Amens and one more English Agnus Dei. Now, following that are settings of the Mass in Spanish. Believe it or not, judging from the melody only, and not any accompaniment, because I haven't seen any accompaniment, a number of these, I'm not going to say all of them, but a number of these are quite good. These would actually work out well in prominent local parishes here, as like St. John the Baptist, whose organist plays for the English and Spanish Masses there. The section following that does my heart good, and it's placed before the hymns, and that is a complete set of entrance antiphons for the liturgical year, set to music by Richard Rice. I've used a bunch of his responsorial psalms already in my parish, and the entrance antiphons have a very similar feel. The organist and choir editions, which are going to be available soon, are expected to come with verses to go with those antiphons. In fact, you can still check those pieces out complete online. All right, stmichaelhymnal.com. They're quite good. It's a chant that your congregation can easily sing. Finally, we have the hymns. 440 of them, numbered 400 to 839. I won't go through every hymn in the book, but some of the titles are ones that I really enjoy singing that I've never seen in any other Catholic hymnal, apart maybe from hymn, psalms, and spiritual canticles. Okay, Alleluia, Alleluia, Sing a New Song to the Lord, a John Donne text set to a tune called Bryn Mawrydan, which was written by J. Morgan Nicholas. Now, until the St. Michael hymnal, this hymn only appeared in Ted Mautier's hymnal. By the way, John Donne was Ted Mautier's successor, when Marie retired from his post at St. Paul's and the choir school. Two hymns set to the tune Kuomwanda, and that is CWM and then RHONDDA. All right. Very welcome additions. God of Grace and God of Glory, and Guide Me, O Thou Great Redeemer. And then another one I've always liked to see, Lo, He Comes with Clouds Descending, that's set to the tune Helmsley. There's a lot more just like it. The hymn section also contains a sizable number of hymns in Latin, most of them chant, and a pretty good number in Spanish. I think there's about 30 titles or so in Spanish. All right. And the funny thing is, many of the Spanish titles are Spanish translations of many of the traditional hymns in English, such as Praise to the Lord the Almighty, Now Thank We All Our God, and Hail the Day That Sees Him Rise. And as I mentioned before, original texts were preserved as much as possible. There's no skimping on the these, thous, and thys, none of this politically correct neutering of mankind, which is meant to be men and women in the first place, and no neutering of our Lord. There is no changing of the meaning of hymns that would result in watered-down theology. And like I mentioned, there's maybe 4, 5, 6 pieces tops that you will not want to sing. And out of 440, that's pretty damn good. Just ignore those 5 or 6, and you'll be good to go. One last note, St. Michael Hymnal does not contain the readings of the day, nor does it contain responsorial psalms. And the reason for that is there are so many sources to choose from these days for psalms. The Shabbat al Psalms is just one of those sources. So my overall rating on the St. Michael Hymnal, a 9.5 out of 10. Yes, 9.5 out of 10. Lose those 5 or 6 garbage pieces. All right, they've already lost a bunch from the previous editions. Thank God. And, you know, lose those 5 or 6, and I'll give them that last half a point. Otherwise, overall, excellent hymnal. Now here he is, today's Podsafe musical guest. Here is Charlie Crow.
Thank you.
Charlie Crow. Not so Silent Night. And it just rocks right out. Not So Silent Night by Charlie Crow, courtesy of Music Alley. And we'll also leave a link to his Facebook in today's show notes. And now, time for the good. The bad. And the ugly. This edition of The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly is brought to you by Crack, the stuff that hymn editors smoke when they change certain hymn texts. So, for the first time in quite a while, I'm happy to bring you a new edition of The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly. And while we're still in this beautiful season of Christmas, we have a Christmas Carol edition of The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly. And it's about those lyric changes, you know? Some are just awful, man. But here's what we have, okay? Ready?
The good.
Good Christian men rejoice.
The bad.
Good Christian friends rejoice.
The ugly.
God rest you merry, everyone. Let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born this holiday.
I snark. Still.
Ready, music, and fun. That's us.
On the next I snark, another hymnal review. This time, instead of blue, it's red. Stay tuned.
Ay, 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 ay. Christus Finch, it whitewashed. In minutes, it washes and rinses and spins. It'll clean out your hymnals of musical sins.
Ay, 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 ay.
Christus Finch, it whitewashed.
I have a question for all you Facebookers out there. How would you like to have the full I Snark experience? We have two great pages for you to enjoy just by hitting the like button. First, the new fans of the I Snark page on Facebook, where you can stay abreast of the goings-on in the I Snark media world. Want to know if the new show is coming up? That's the best way to keep track. And then the other page, the all-new Christus Vincent music page, where you can find out when yours truly has finished rewriting a psalm setting, or perhaps finished another piece of music. Two great pages to check out, and we just ask one thing of you. Like! You will only find these on Facebook. Go to the iSnark Media page at iSnarkMedia.blogspot.com, and you'll find the links to these right on the sidebar. I want to thank you for joining us today. Stay tuned for our next episode of iSnark, in which I will give my review of a nice, shiny red hymnal. Until then, I'm Brian Michael Page. Peace.
Snark is brought to you in part by Krakuska Kielbasa, the official deli meat of iSnark Media, available at a Polish deli near you. And by König Ludwig Weissbier, the official beer of iSnark Media. König Ludwig, King Louis to you. And by Christus Vincent Whitewash, the official detergent of iSnark Media, guaranteed to clean out your hymnals of musical sins. iSnark is copyright 2012 by Brian Michael Page. Drive fast and reckless!
Made on a crappy PC.